are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Now, who among us has not spent their time devouring the Beatles or the Stones or even Buddy Holly and the Crickets without even knowing where all their great music came from? And yes, we can look back to Little Richard in his early days before he decided to become a preacher, but let's start this hour by looking back beyond the influences of the Beatles, such as Little Richard, to Little Richard's contemporary and influence, one Larry Williams.
Ah!
Those tracks that started us off are where I like to think that mods and rockers meet. Rock and roll, yes, but also R&B. Starting off with Larry Williams' Slow Down on the Specialty label. After that, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, track called The Float, liberal use of the slide whistle. Gotta love that. That's on the Regency label. And finally, the MM and the Peanuts. I didn't hear the Peanuts in there, but maybe that was Schroeder on piano. I don't know. A kind of mellow but still dancey track from the same label that brought us The Jerk. A track called The Philly, and that's on the Money label.
Yeah.
That is one epic northern floater. I just love that track. It's called You Got Too Much Going For You. It's by Jimmy Beaumont on the Bang label. And I've got this on a promo that's been written on by the disc jockey. I think what they did was some kind of radio contest, and on July 7th of the year that this was at the radio, somebody with the initials RR won this record. And all that info is on the label. I'm going to take a picture of it and put it up on Instagram. Make sure you follow me at Mod Marty, because I put photos of the records that I play so you can see them. And this one has a really interesting story behind it. I started that set off with the Parliaments. Again, we're going beyond the influence from the beginning, the roots of influence. And this is George Clinton, the Parliaments, later to become Parliament Funkadelic. All Your Goodies Are Gone. It's the name of the track. It's on Revolote. And sandwiched in the middle there is the Dells. I just keep finding these wonderful Dells nuggets. That track's called Show Me, and it's on the Cadet label. Thank you.
and don't put me on. Should have known from a start you would outlug end up a ring in my heart. You promised me you'd always be true, but there is always somebody new. And don't put me off. I should have known from a start you would out that end up breaking my heart. You promised me you'd always be true, but there is always somebody new. I'm moving out, baby. You wanna know, so I'm telling you why. All you do is tell me more lies. So now you know why I must go. So don't put me off.
Again, with the Getting Into the Roots, this segment started off with a band called the Wailers, not to be confused with Bob Marley's band. This band was formed in the late 50s in Tacoma, Washington, by a bunch of kids from the McCord Air Force Base, and they recorded a track called Tall Cool One on Goldcrest, and this was the flip that I played, called Roadrunner. This is considered to be an archetypal recording from the Pacific Northwest, starting the garage movement in the Pacific Northwest with bands like the Sonics. But they are considered to be the inspiration for the Kingsmen, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and hundreds if not thousands of other rock bands of the Pacific Northwest. Two of the founding members of the Wailers created Etiquette Records, who recorded the Sonics, and their version of Louie Louie actually predates the Kingsmen's version. I followed that up with the Reflections Out of the Picture on Golden World, and finally, a Canadian band from Toronto formed in 1959, originally the house band at Al Steiner's newly opened Club Blue Note on Yonge Street. There were some personnel illnesses and they disbanded. And then in 1963, they reformed. Then they started recording music. They recorded three singles. That was the last one. It's called I'm Moving Out, Babe. It's on the Quality label. After that record came out, they hit the road, became a road band known as Duncan Judy and the Regents.
Just won't do. into my life of that glow of love, like a ray of sunshine from up above. Look at here. One day out of the clear blue sky, you darken my world with your words goodbye. And that's the day you left me for a stranger, you did. Girl, you took the light from the world plus my dreams. I don't mean maybe. Ooh, and I'm telling you, ain't no sun since you've been gone. There's a big black cloud hanging over my head. It's a cloud of loneliness. I feel like I'm dead.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. Started that set off with a track recorded by Aretha Franklin in 1967 for her album Aretha Arrives. It was included on the album but did not come out on a 45. It did come out in France on a 6-inch EP that plays at 33 and a third. Sound quality is abysmal. I've always played it off of the LP, but I recently found out that in 1972, in Germany, Atlantic was releasing a track called Daydreaming and needed a flip side. So they took an album track, a throwaway, Long Forgotten, which was her cover of 96 Tears by ? And the Mysterians. Fantastic cover, and I've always loved playing it out, but never liked playing off of the LP. Now I have it on 45. Fantastic. You can hear her sisters, Irma and Caroline, backing her up there. I followed that up with Lou Courtney, Do the Horse on Verve. And finally, The Dynamics, Ain't No Sun Since You Been Gone on Cotillion.
Cause
Started off there with a screamer by Keddie Lester called West Coast on the Tower label. After that, Bobby McClure, I'll Be True to You on Checker. And I finished everything off with Chuck Bernard, a track called Dial My Number on the Satellite label. There's clearly a strong female vocal in there. It doesn't say anything about it on the record. It's almost like a duet, but I don't know who the female vocalist is. If you know, go to facebook.com/ontargetpodcast and say something on the page, or check it out on Instagram when I post a picture of the beautiful pink Satellite label. Let me know who that female vocalist is.
Trying to please. Now make a dog cry, woman, the way you brought me to my knees. Yeah, I was really hung on you, child, and I believed you when you said you wouldn't play games. I keep hoping, but all you pretty women turn out to be just the same.
Don't shoot me down. Down.
wish I was a happily dead. I cried for you, pretty baby, but I tell you, woman, I ain't gonna cry no more. I'm gonna build a house all around your memory, memory. I'm gonna slam the door.
Don't shoot me down. Here to see. Something, baby, let it show. Honey, child won't have to pretend, no!
Come on, baby. You're no bounce. Yeah, no bounce. Oh, no bounce.
That was awesome. Started everything off there with the Brogues, Don't Shoot Me Down on Challenge. After that, Concentration, baby. It's a Dave Clark 5 on the Epic label. And finished everything off with another Canadian band, Don Norman and the Other Four. That's actually the first of three singles that they put out in their short time between 1966 and 1967. That's on the Canadian MGM label. It's a cover of The Olympics' The Bounce. Pretty amazing cover. I guess it didn't do very well because they then went on to the Sir John A label, Canadian label, and recorded a couple of very valuable and sought after garage 45s. Thank you. long before the days of Discogs, long before the days of everybody recording their record collections onto YouTube, back in the time of BBSs. Does anybody remember BBSs? I came across a track called Working for My Baby by some guy named Lennis Guess, and I had never heard of him. And I went searching on eBay because that was pretty much all there was at the time. May have been records by mail. And I found this track on a UK print called Root. And I bought it through the mail and it came and I listened to it and it was flat. It was missing the backup singers. I couldn't believe it. It was really awful. It was not what I was looking for. So I went back and searched again, and I found it again on the SPQR label. And again, it was the same version. I'm like, where did this version come from that I've fallen in love with? And now I had two records that I didn't even like. Threw them in a bin somewhere. And finally, in all my digging, I found a record called Old Mill Road. And on the flip side was Working for My Baby. It was on New Faces 68. It was the name of the label. And so I listened to it, expecting the same old version, and there was the version I was looking for. So he must have re-recorded it. Years later, I realized that I had bought Just Ask Me, which is a Northern Soul Gold, on the SPQR label. It was the flip side of this terrible version of Working for My Baby. So there you heard Just Ask Me by Lennis Guess, and the flip side would be Working for My Baby, but that's a terrible version. So I played the good version on the New Faces 68 label. Interesting side note, Lennis Guess spells his name with two N's on the New Faces 68 label. Okay, I'm going to leave you now with a track that is an LP-only track. The LP is called Madame Fufu. It's Dakota Staton doing a cover of Candy, gorgeous cover, with Dave Baby Cortez on the organ. This whole album is fantastic. It's on the People label. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.
Candy's sweet on me. He understands me. My understanding, Candy. And Candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of him, so I could love much more of him. He has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 it's gonna be just dandy. The day I take my candy, make him mine, all mine. Yes, the day I take my candy, make him mine, all mine. Candy's sweet on